From Tidbits on April 20th, 2009, this is the audio edition of Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates for April 20th, 2009, written by Doug McLean and Jeff Carlson. Drive Genius 2.1.1 from ProSoft Engineering is the latest update to the popular disk utility software. Changes include enhanced defragmentation capabilities, improved performance, and updates for Apple's latest boot disk technology. Server Admin Tools 10.5.6 version 1.1 from Apple updates the collection of Mac OS X's server administration tools with a handful of improvements described in decent release notes. When deploying a system image utility no longer generates identical local KDC files on the target computers. Also fixed is a bug causing Server Admin to stop responding when propagating permissions on a folder that's not located on the boot volume. Finally, both utilities have added NetBoot NetInstall model filters for the latest Apple notebooks. The update is available via software update or as a standalone download. iMovie 8.0.2 from Apple fixes two specific issues. Projects with a file size of 0 kilobytes could make iMovie quit unexpectedly at launch, and full screen mode was not available on some systems. Kudos to Apple's for including that information in the release notes. The update is available via software update or as a standalone download. Aperture 2.1.3 from Apple is a bug fix update that focuses on a few areas. Importing from a Nikon camera directly to the computer now displays the correct thumbnails in the import window. A problem where unwanted duplicates could appear after rebuilding the Aperture library has been fixed, as has an issue where the relocate and consolidate commands were not available. See Apple's release notes for more information on dealing with those circumstances. The update is available via a software update or as a standalone download. SpamSieve 2.7.4 from C-Command Software is a maintenance update to the powerful Bayesian spam filtering software. Changes include enhanced compatibility with the latest developer build of Mac OS X 10.6 Snow Leopard, better error handling by the Entourage installer, revised troubleshooting instructions, and an improved capability to recover from corpus files damaged by disk errors. Additionally, two minor message-related bugs have been fixed, and the crash reporter has been improved to warn before sending reports without email addresses, as well as to accept the Enter key for clicking the Send Report button. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Doug McLean, and thanks for listening.